Hi, this is David Strzok of Norwood, Pennsylvania. I was just calling to tell you that we're going to be turned into hell. Psalms 9:17. Today, Monday, October 11th, is National Coming Out Day. Unbelievable. We're living in a nightmare, but thankfully, the nightmare will be over for eternity, except for the short season at the millennium before eternity in the new heaven and the new earth. Maranatha, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Hello. My name is Jerry. I'm calling from Germany. I want to thank you to the Overcomer Ministry that you send, your mission to all over the world. So I'm calling from Hamburg, frequency 120.610 kilohertz, short wave. So right now it's 2:35 during the afternoon, and I just want to thank you for the preacher. He is preaching in the radio broadcast right now. I do like to listen to him. He's preaching something from the arch. I don't know who is preaching, but I want to thank you for your honest words and you preaching the truth of the Bible. I want to thank you for that, and you're doing a very, very great job. Thank you, Overcomers. Thank you, Overcomers. Bye-bye for now, and God bless you all.
Bless you, brothers. This is Brother Jim from 77 Head Lane. Just to encourage Pastor Rice, I haven't heard him in prayer, neither I haven't heard him preach. And the rest of y'all, but I wanted to specifically encourage Pastor Rice, if he can just do a testimony of him being in the Army or play that testimony. Brother Stair, he didn't want anybody to get up there and testify or preach. But he had Pastor Rice. And I think maybe the reason is that there was a time when, Brother Charlie was preaching at some congregation, and Brother Stair said, well, he can preach here. So I decided, well, let me ask Brother Stair if I can get up there and speak. From then on, he didn't let anybody speak. And around that time, one of the brothers from the Grace community, Brother Spencer, he came. And that was the first time he didn't preach. And nobody else preached until he had Brother Pastor Rice to give a testimony. And I remember it was really good. I remember when Brother Rice gave that testimony, he said that he had a lot more to say on that. So, you know, that I think that might encourage everybody to hear that testimony, either live or recorded. And, you know, Brother Spencer, he can get up there and preach. Brother Larrabee, he can get up there and preach. Parnell, he can get, I can't remember his last name, first name. Right. Brother Brown, he can get up there. He's preached one time. He can get up there. And, you got prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They are gifts to the church. So, you know, and I say this by faith. You know, if you don't have the faith to get up there, you know, it'd be sin to get up there if you don't have the faith to get up there. So whatever you do by faith, you know, that's good. But if you're just doing it not by faith, it's sin. So, you know, and if you get up there by faith and you mess up, well, you know, God will correct it. That's what he does. We all learn obedience by the things we suffer. You know, that's just the way it is. So just to encourage that, I think Pastor Rice, his testimony is really good. It's really needed. and the other brothers need to get up and preach, teach, do something. We got to walk by faith. We got to step out in the water. We got to do something with that faith, that talent that we got. We're gonna give account for it, and so we got to step out in faith. And then God is pleased with that. Then He's got something to work with. You know, we can get scores or chastised or so forth, but we have to do something. And testify. All right. God bless you.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Mike in Kentucky. It's late. I've been listening to the broadcast. I listen via my telephone, and it's always clear. Comes in, the prefix number is 641 out of Iowa. It's always been good. The signal has always been strong and good. Sometimes I'll lose it. It'll just go, you know, says that the signal is broke up, but then I'll call back maybe a half hour later and I can get back on. As a brother in the Lord Jesus, I want to encourage everybody to get in the Word, you know. It's good to love the body of Christ, as the Lord tells us to. But you got to stay and you got to get in the Word. That's where our strength is. It's from getting in the Word and talking to the Lord. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, by the word of our testimony. That means we're speaking the Word of God concerning us. We're believing what God says about us, and we love not our life even to death. We're obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey the Lord. And wherever you're at, you know, if you feel condemned, go to the Lord, confess your sin, whatever it is, and ask the Lord, Lord, give me the strength. Give me the strength, Lord, to turn away from sin by putting your word in me so I can rebuke the enemy. Because the word of God is like a sharp two-edged sword. I just want to encourage the body of Christ in the United States, in South Carolina, and around the world. That's how we overcome. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you, saints. The Overcomer and Pastor Rice and all the saints around the world. Just want to bless you. This is Brother Peraza out in Old Mexico. Just want to give you a little bit of update on what's happening with this virus and things that are happening in the world. They are starting to regulate people. Cannot, like the prophet was saying, buy or sell. They're starting to, if you don't have the shot, can't enter certain places or eat at certain places. Right now it's mainly for entertainment. You can't go to football games or baseball games or movies. I mean, they're starting to move into all these aspects of life that people are used to. Now they're mandating schools to have the children vaccinated. And it's really happening, saints. It's starting to get pretty bad. Anything that is being put as truth out in the media is being erased. Anything on Facebook or YouTube against the vaccines are being erased. So we're coming to a forefront of full tribulation, saints. I have a little bit of audio from a doctor in England that I would like to share, and hopefully we can all listen and pay attention and know that the prophet was right about what was going on with the restriction of movement, the amount of food that is being limited now. The price of food is going up. People are losing their jobs and all these things that were really prophesied many, many years ago. And it's starting to really hit the forefront, saints. So I'm going to play the audio and just want to bless you and thank you, Pastor Rice, for the Sabbath. And saints, I'm with you every morning in prayer. I love you in Jesus' name.
God bless you, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Brother Rich in Michigan. I call and read something for you in Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. It gets harder. You think, if you believe that it couldn't get any worse, you better think again. All the time for the martyrs of the hour of the day that we're in. Lay down your life, would you? Yes. The final battle is coming. I want to be there. I want to be what the good Lord told me I could be, should be. There's nothing here except for Christ's sake. You better count it as a blessing. Thank you for the broadcast. It's so good, and I still hear things from Brother Stair that I've never heard before. Because I've only been listening for a few years, 7 years or so. Praying for you. God bless you all.
Hello, it's Sister Danelle here in Texas. I'm just calling in for prayer. I've been up all night. I haven't been able to sleep. I'm just disturbed about some things that I've said and other people have said. And it's very disturbing to me, because I'm here by myself, and I can pray, of course, but it's just kind of, people are into so much stuff that I don't agree with. And this one man, though, he always saying, well, Christmas is coming. And I'm like, and so today I just let him have it. I said, well, Christ is coming. He's the one who's coming back. He says, oh, good, oh, good. But they're really like just making fun. I don't know. But I just want to be able to settle down myself and be able to stay within God's will. And I'm just going to have to be more careful about what I say and just stay home as much as I can, because the world just seems to be more, have all this new age stuff, how wonderful they think it is. It's so wonderful.
Coming
me.
World capital.
Please do pray for me.
The Vatican.
Appreciate y'all. And
Jesus Christ, the divine Son of Almighty God, the Father, 2,000 years ago,
and everything that
spoke
involved,
of the end of the world and the events that would announce his second coming to planet Earth.
There and
in Matthew 24 and verse 15, he said, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet,
sincerely,
when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, Jerusalem, that's the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. And 500 years before that, Almighty God, in his omniscient wisdom, speaking of the same event recorded in the book of Daniel, 11 verse 45, and he said, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain, Jerusalem, yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. And the brother who has written this particular book inserts for the he, the Pope of Rome. I'd like for you to have a copy of this book. It is very thought-provoking, and it's beautifully done, and brother has sent me quite a few of them, so I could send them to you. I'd like you to have a copy of the book, Organized Christianity, Prostitution Cover-Up. I have a pretty good supply of them, and I'll send it to you free, or you're responding to this broadcast now. Now, I'm going to say this as plain as I know how. You respond to this broadcast now, not tomorrow, not 2 hours later. I don't want you to say, well, Brother Stair, I didn't have no opportunity to do it when you put it out there, so I'm calling. No, I want you to call now. There's two reasons why I want this. I want to know at this time, precisely as I give this offer, where we are being heard on the radio. The book is a fine book. It's going to cost quite a bit of money just to send it to you. So I'm asking you to assist me in a radio check. Here's what you do. You call this phone number now. As you hear this broadcast, you call me now. You call me now. You have at least an hour's time to do this. The phone number you call will be answered by an answering machine. You give me your full and your complete address. I need to have your absolute address, zip code plus four, apartment numbers or what have you. If the address is not correct, we send the book. It costs quite a bit. If it's not deliverable, they send it back, and we have to pay postage to get it back. So please listen to me. Give me your complete address. You have enough time to do it when the answering machine answers. Your full and complete address. Then tell me what radio station or shortwave frequency or what source of broadcast you're listening to. It could be off of the satellite or the internet or the radio station. Tell me that. Then just mention the book, Organized Christianity Prostitution Cover-Up. And I'll put it right in the mail to you just as soon as we get your information.
My contact phone number is U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. You may call now. U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. The phone will be answered by an answering machine.
Hi.
After my short greetings,
you may begin to speak. Saints. This is Brother Joe calling.
You may request also by email.
Getting blurred
email
out.
Address.
Staticky and stuff.
Brother
so go to the phone.
Stair.
S-T-A-I-R.
Brother Stair. At overcomerministry.org. Call now. Be sure to ask for the book, Organized Christianity,
number.
Prostitution Cover-Up, and tell me where you're listening,
just so I let
and I get the book
know.
Right to you.
I'll try to listen.
Respond according to my instruction, please.
There's a different number.
I thank
you can have it on
and
here.
God bless you.
God bless you, Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Borges up in College Park, just calling in the prayer. In prayer, trying to listen and hear, and ask them for prayer from the sisters and brothers. Y'all pray for me. I'm always asking because God knows I need it.
Good morning, Overcomer Ministries. This is Sister Cage calling, asking for prayer for Val the Cage. She's, oh Lord God, she's in a rage and just asking. For your prayer, that God might have mercy. Pray for me also, that I will stand, having my lines good about what's the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Pray that God will have mercy upon me in this situation. And I thank God for all of your prayers. And just thank God for his blessings to me through your prayers. And thank God for all things in the blessed name of Jesus. Again, thank you all. And thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Maranatha.
Hello, this is Laura Bonnie. I was wondering if you would pray for me. I fell out of my wheelchair, and I hurt my left leg pretty bad. And I was wondering if you would pray for me. I am praying for you also. Thank you. Bye. Thanks for praying for me. Bye.